This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Mexico's drug war continues to claim victims at an astounding rate, and there are no signs that the violence will ease anytime soon. In 2010 alone, the death toll in Mexican drug violence was more than double the number of U.S. soldiers killed in Afghanistan and Iraq during the past 7 years. NPR's Jason Beaubien has been covering the drug wars. He's in Mexico City. Hi, Jason.
Good morning.
2010 was the fourth year of President Felipe Calderón's drug war. How did that year go compared to the first three?
Unfortunately, things have just been getting worse in 2010. Almost a 30% increase in the number of drug-related killings compared to 2009, and 2009 had set a record as the deadliest year on record in this drug war. So things continue to get worse, and if you look at some places like Ciudad Juarez, right across from El Paso, Texas, more than 3,000 people were killed in a city of about 1.5 million people in 2010. So things continue just to get more deadly in this drug war of President Calderón's.
Be specific. I mean, usually I ask reporters what were the high points of the story that they've covered in the past year. But I think really the question to you is, what were the low points in the Mexican drug war?
I mean, we had a massacre of 72 migrants in Tamaulipas this year, all killed on one ranch altogether. These were migrants who were heading to the United States. They'd been captured by one of these gangs. The drug gangs don't only do drugs. They also move migrants. They do extortion. They do other rackets. And they had these 72 migrants on a farm, and they just murdered them all. In addition to these migrants being killed in Tamaulipas, the man who was about to become the governor of Tamaulipas, he was leading in the polls, he was just days away from the election, he was gunned down along with his campaign staff in a convoy of Chevy Suburbans that were covered in electoral banners for his campaign. This was Rodolfo Torre. You also had one of the leaders of the PAN party, which is President Calderón's party. He was kidnapped and held captive for 7 months. Reports are that his family paid $20 million for him to be released. You also had car bombs in Juarez. You had violence spreading to Monterrey, which was considered a very safe city, an industrial city, sort of in the north of the country. And this growing sense of insecurity that has been really flourishing in parts of the country that had been relatively safe before.
Have there been any successes this year?
From President Felipe Calderón's perspective, there have been successes. His goal has been to go after the top leaders of these cartels, and he's been fairly successful in 2010 in ways that he hadn't been in the past. The Beltrán-Leyva brothers, who are based sort of in Guerrero, southwest of Mexico City, that cartel sort of fell into pieces. They managed to take out the top leader right at the end of 2009, took down his brother a little bit later. One of their top guys was captured a bit after that. Then further up on the border, south of Texas, in Matamoros, they killed the top leader of the Gulf cartel, La Familia, which operates out of Michoacan. They caught one of their top guys just this month. So sort of all across the country, there has been an attack on the top leaders of some of the most powerful cartels in Mexico. That said, you still have the Sinaloan cartels and the Zetas, who have been relatively untouched by this war.
And what do you expect to happen in 2011?
Unfortunately, it appears that the momentum is that things are going to just continue to get worse, that the conflicts are going to flare up again all across the country, in parts of the country that are remote, in parts of the country that are very urban. That is what it seems like we're heading towards. Obviously, for Calderón, the big fish out there is Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, the head of the Sinaloan cartel. He has been gaining more and more power as these other cartels have gotten beaten down. So if he were to fall in 2011, that would certainly be a big victory for Calderón in this war. But there's no sign that the violence is letting up right now. And I think at least into the early part of 2011, that's going to continue.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Mexico City. Thanks a lot, Jason. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Leanne.